Blood Money Anti-Fentanyl Banner Appears Over Dallas Highway. By Rebecca Mansour on March 11, 2024. A street art banner highlighting China's connection to the U.S. fentanyl crisis and the complicity of American politicians was hung on Saturday from the North Park Boulevard Bridge over the busy U.S. 75 Expressway in Dallas, Texas. The street art banner, which first appeared last week in Los Angeles ahead of the Oscars, depicts American politicians President Joe Biden, Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, and Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, as pallbearers carrying an American flag-draped coffin, while Chinese Communist Party leader Xi Jinping smiles and waves blood-soaked hands. A caption on the banner reads 100,000 U.S. fentanyl deaths a year. The Dallas banner also contains a URL in the bottom right corner for the website for Peter Schweizer's new book Blood Money: Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans. A local grassroots conservative group called the Dallas 1776 Bridge Brigade is responsible for hanging the banner on Saturday. The Dallas 1776 Bridge Brigade formed in 2021 in response to concerns about cancel culture and the establishment media's censorship of issues involving government corruption. The group's founder, Karina Nolan, told Breitbart News that Americans have had enough of our government's duplicity. They were not elected to enrich themselves or their families at our country's expense. She added that her group is calling for an awakening of we the people among Americans who are opposed to the drugs and Marxist pollution that China is allowed to peddle in our country. Schweizer, who is the president of the Government Accountability Institute and a Breitbart News senior contributor, describes China's weaponization of fentanyl in an excerpt of Blood Money for the New York Post. While we debate domestic politics to address the fentanyl crisis, the reality is that Beijing is deeply involved at every stage of the drug's production and distribution in the United States. Schweizer writes, noting that in 2019 the U.S. Department of Homeland Security asked for fentanyl to be classified as a weapon of mass destruction. China's production of the precursor chemicals necessary to make fentanyl is well known. But Schweizer's book reveals the communist regime's involvement in the full production, distribution, and even financing of the drugs trafficking in North America. Based on leaked U.S. national security documents, Mexican government hacked emails or correspondence, and Chinese corporate records, we know that the fentanyl operation is under Chinese control from start to finish, Schweizer writes. The Blood Money author breaks down his findings into five bullet point subsections detailing China's fentanyl involvement. Production of the basic chemicals needed to make it. Creation of fentanyl and counterfeit pills in both Mexico and the United States. Distribution of the deadly drug within the United States. Facilitation of drug cartel financial transactions, and even money laundering. Facilitation of communications networks used by the cartels to operate without detection in the United States. Schweizer's findings reveal the close relationship between Chinese organized crime syndicates, or triads, and Mexican drug cartels, as well as the role of Chinese banks in helping to launder the money from the drug trade. Blood Money landed at number one on the New York Times bestseller list last week, just 1 week after its release by HarperCollins.